I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Abe Gordon and John Nelson here for you with the Full Time Report. A match that did not feel anywhere close to the prior three that Atlanta United faced. A 2-0 defeat this time at home at the hands of Charlotte FC. And afterwards, in the commotion down on the field, Madison Cruz had a moment to speak with Tata Martino.
Tata, what did you see from the touchline?
Creo que fueron superiores a nosotros en casi todo el partido. Tuvimos una tibia reacción en los últimos 15 minutos, pero en líneas generales el rival nos superó.
I think they were superior to us in a general sense most of the game. I thought we had a slightly better reaction in the last part of the game, but in general, they were better than us tonight.
What did Charlotte do that made it so difficult for you guys to break through in the match?
Primero que circularon bien la pelota y aprovecharon los momentos que tuvieron. Los jugadores importantes que tienen de mitad de cancha hacia adelante los hicieron valer porque nunca fuimos capaces de quitarles la pelota en el inicio del juego.
They circulated the ball very well. They were able to take advantage of the moments that they had, and they have good players in midfield who were able to make the difference, and we were never able to win the ball back.
I'm going to be honest with you, John. I like to try and share what I see truthfully. It felt like Atlanta was chasing this match the entire time, not only when Charlotte scored in the 22nd minute, but even before that. It felt like they never really got involved. I don't think it was an intensity thing or an energy thing or an underestimate, nothing like that. It just wasn't there today. It felt like there was some real disconnectivity in the midfield between what they were trying to do defensively and how to build in the attack. And there was a little bit of pressure after that goal from Atlanta United moving forward, but nothing that really felt like it was close to scoring, or we've had matches where we've talked about they should have scored here, they should have scored there. I don't know if I necessarily felt that even in the times they were getting forward today. Look, you're coming off a run of three performances, three results, and tonight was just simply nowhere close to that level of play.
And I think what you also got to see is why Zoran Crneta and Dean Smith brought in Alan St. Maximin. And when you have someone with that kind of speed that he has up the left-hand side, it's, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, here's the new guy, and he's coming in with the speed that you know from his time in the Premier League, and he was creating problems. I mean, he creates the cross that gets you the first goal eventually.
Both goals.
Yeah. And so,
both goals, yeah.
You know, when you get those moments from that kind of, you know, that kind of speed, you're on your heels and you're trying to figure out how to defend it and getting the long ball down that left-hand side. It was one of the things that we were wondering what it was going to look like. The left-hand side of the attack with Charlotte going up against that back line, and we saw it tonight with why Alan St. Maximin was brought in at the price tag that he was brought in on.
Yeah, he absolutely played a crucial hand in both of the goals. The 22nd minute was the go-ahead, and then really just on the other side of halftime, Leo Labata puts one home, but a lot of the work done there by Alan St. Maximin. Just a diagonal slicing run through three members of your defense, essentially. Labata had a really nice finish, but a lot of the work was done by St. Maximin, to your point. And same thing on the Taklamadi goal. That he caused havoc, a run that I thought should have been defended a little bit differently, but that's how it played out, and Atlanta United falls in this one 2-0. The three-game, three-match winning streak is over, and we'll see how the standings shake out at the end of the night. I know they've dropped 1 point because Philly picked up three against Red Bulls, and so you know, you're back down a little bit, but look, this was a match against a team that has now jumped to one of the top four in the Eastern Conference, and I think you can see the difference certainly between them and Sporting Kansas City, but even between Red Bulls and when you go back to the Minnesota match, those were two teams that were kind of six or eight or whatever in their respective conferences. This is a team that's much closer to the top, and I think you could feel that, especially in the midfield. And I thought this game was controlled out of the midfield, and you mentioned St. Maximin, and when he was able to get forward and they were able to get the ball to him, very dangerous, I agree. But it felt like this was a midfield for Charlotte that was able to do what you would hope Atlanta or if any team for that matter would be able to do, which is control things moving forward, turn the ball over quickly when you're defending, pressure, prevent a build from really coming. And again, when Atlanta United did get up the field, it just felt like there wasn't the run to be had. It felt like everyone was marked. It felt like there were matchups that were favorable to Charlotte and unfavorable to Atlanta, and that's the mark of a good team, is you can cede possession, and we'll get to the numbers here in just a moment, and you can even cede field position, if you want to say that way, but it just didn't come with any real danger. I thought this was a really strong showing, to be honest, for Charlotte.
When you have a lead, what you got to see from Charlotte was basically, it was a line of four and a line of five. And they're just happy. Well, I guess Dean Smith would be the one who's happy. I don't necessarily know if the players are happy about it. But you're defending and defending and defending for the remainder of the time. And you're forcing the other guy to sit there and do all the work.
Yeah.
And when you look at the numbers, you're going to look at the numbers and sit there and go, well, Atlanta United had this, this, and this. But that's because you were ceded possession when you had that lead from a Charlotte perspective. So, you know, for most of the second half, you're looking down at Charlotte and you're sitting there and you're looking at, you know, Schnegg and Riemann, Kessler and Cleary, and then you're looking at another back line of four, and then you have a player drift back, and so you have nine defending in front of Christian Kolina, who, when he is on, Christian Kolina is absolutely one of the best keepers in this league. And so you combine all of those elements with Atlanta United chasing and Charlotte basically ceding possession. It's like, all right, y'all going to do all the work. That's cool. You end up with the result you end up with tonight.
To your point, the numbers, 57% possession for Atlanta to 43% for Charlotte. I had shots 19-12 in favor of Atlanta. Shots on goal even four apiece. The XG, a 1 for Atlanta, 1.8 for Charlotte.
But you look at those numbers, and we mentioned total shots, 18-13, 19-12. Shots on target, 18 if you look at FOTMOB. 18 shots for Atlanta United, 3 on target the entire evening.
Yeah.
For Charlotte, it's 13-5, but once again, two of those end up at the back of the net. You know, Charlotte ends up with more touches inside the 18. They had the four big chances on the evening. Atlanta United did not have a big chance on the night. Three of the big chances were missed, obviously, by Charlotte. But, you know, when you put two in the back of the net, it's not necessary. But 18 total shots, three on target for Atlanta United in this match tonight.
Before we take our first break, we do want to hand out a man of the match. And not a great performance overall tonight, but were there any individuals that stood out to you?
I'm going to give it to Lucas Ojos.
Perfect call. That's exactly who I would have given it to.
And with Lucas tonight, we focused on him, those who were here inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He was our play of the first half, and it was two opportunities. He had three saves in the first half. I think probably the double save. They only gave him the one save. But for me, it seemed like it was more than a three-save appearance for Lucas Ojos to keep Atlanta United in the match as he did. And, yes, he finishes with a 6.9, but you look at all the different categories that Lucas ended up marking on the night. So it was three saves officially, 97% passing, 32 of 33, three saves inside the box, one punch clear, three throws, a high claim, six recoveries, two clearances on 45 touches, and he won all three of the duels that he was faced with on the evening. Bunch of different categories for Lucas Ojos, but it could have been, and Lucas Ojos steps up once again to keep Atlanta United in a match where they could chase it.
Yeah, I thought he kept it at 1-0 for a while, or at 0-0 for a while, and none of the goals certainly had anything to do with a mistake that he made.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was outstanding. He's the only reason you felt like, hey, maybe something goes right for you and maybe you can find a way into that, but it was not the case tonight. We're going to step aside here for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll take a listen back to a pair of goals from Charlotte FC and continue breaking it all down. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. you'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Back to the full-time report. Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Atlanta United falls tonight 2-0 to Charlotte FC. An unfortunate result after what had been a really good run of performances over the past three. Again, albeit against a little bit lower level of competition. Sporting KC certainly, but you look at where Red Bulls and Minnesota United are as well. And then you face a little bit stiffer competition today, and you could see the gap. You could feel the gap on the field as well. Quick listen to how it went down. The highlights brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. It started midway through the first half. With Alan St. Maximum finding some room on the left side.
Schnee going 1v1 with Sanchez to the halfway line and plays a good through ball to St. Maximin, who's behind Jakob again. This time, Alonso's there to cover. There's a cross the back post shot score. It was passed across the face of goal by Pep Biel to Idan Toklamati, and Atlanta United getting blistered here in the first 22 minutes. Charlotte finds the opening goal to take the 1-0 lead.
I've been pretty complimentary of Thomas Jakob most of this year. He leads our standings, man of the match. I don't think he played that specific moment very well. I think, and maybe it's different up in the press box, you obviously have angles and see things differently. Felt like a run from St. Maximum that he should have seen and should have defended a little bit differently, allowing him to receive ball full head of steam moving forward. He never really recovered. And then there was kind of a jumble in front of net anyways. But it felt like there was an opportunity for Jakob maybe to put an end to that chance earlier on. But once Maximum got the ball at his feet left side, there was real trouble. Would have liked to have seen him defend that differently, though.
Well, full credit also to Pep Biel, because it looked like as St. Maximin sent that cross in, it looked like it was going to go through the six and it was going to end up being a goal kick for Atlanta United. But Pep Biel ends up having to go full stretch. And basically, like we see in the National Hockey League, where you sit there and you see a goalie go full extension to make sure that the puck doesn't go in the net, you end up going full extension with Biel, and he redirects it
maybe
centrally.
Maybe it was an assist, maybe it was a last ditch.
Yeah, I think it was more last ditch full extension.
Yeah.
And Biel ends up getting a fortunate touch on it, but as you saw, Toklamati was coming straight down the middle, and Toklamati, the benefactor of the touch from Biel, who went full extension for it, and you end up with the goal to make it 1-0.
Well, on the other side of halftime, it didn't take long for the lead to double in the 48th minute.
Where Diaz goes down the middle to Almiron, and he couldn't trap it. Miggy not having one of his better nights. As Sam Maximin drives down the central channel for Charlotte, all the way down the middle, through a tackle of Moyamba. Ahead to Abada. Shot, score. 2-0 Charlotte. Atlanta United cannot deal with Charlotte's speed tonight. The speed difference is glaring. And Atlanta United finds themselves at a two-goal deficit in the opening minute of the second half.
Really nice curling, bending finish from Abada, but the work was done again by Alan St. Maximum. I counted three different Atlanta United defenders. He ran by or passed or through and eventually found the foot of Abada on that one to make it 2-0. And quite frankly, that's what Atlanta United doesn't have right now. They don't have a guy that you can get the ball to and he can make guys miss and he can create chances. Maximum did it more than just twice, but obviously the two goals, I think, directly a result of him, whether he got the primary assist or the secondary assist. He's attached to both of those goals, and he was a real problem tonight.
Completed the most dribbles on the evening at 4:77 minutes play, 22 of 27 passing at 81%. Three chances created for Alan St. Maximin tonight, and he had the one-block shot, 39 touches, 4 of 5 on the dribble tonight, 4 touches inside the Atlanta United 18, 4 passes into the final third, in addition to getting those 4 successful dribbles, 2 long balls on the night, for St. Maximin as well, and he was 4 of 7 on his duels, winning 4 of 6 of those on the ground. So once you look at all of these numbers, touches in the opposition box, 4 inside the 18 for Atlanta, against Atlanta United, 4 successful dribbles, 2 accurate long balls, 4 passes into the final third. That's a lot of impact from the guy that you've just brought in. You spent a lot of money to bring him in, and you're seeing the instant impact from it.
Yeah, and look, we're awaiting the visa process, and you have a couple of guys that maybe can impact the team to somewhat of a similar manner in Mauricio Mauro, and maybe he can change how you defend and attack in the midfield. They certainly needed a little bit more of that tonight. And then Brelan Bolo maybe can be a little bit dangerous up top as well. Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about the lineup Atlanta United went with and some of the decisions that were made leading into this game, and then a four-pack of substitutions on the other side of halftime, and why we saw so many subs so early in this match. I think you were out of subs 65 minutes in, 66 minutes in. So we'll talk about some of the personnel and lineup decisions on the other side. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. It is the Full Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Matt. I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey, little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Abe Gordon and John Nelson back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Charlotte FC leaving and heading back home with all 3 points. They beat Atlanta United 2-0 tonight in the matchup here. And, yeah, I had a little bit of concern heading into this match, and I was a little frustrated at some of the choices made by Tata Martino. One in particular was Adrian Gill not a member of the starting lineup, and I know that he was subbed off early last match, and they were dealing with some match compression, but I was hoping that a week removed from that, you know, maybe he was fully fit and ready to go. They make a move for Will Riley, who's been a little bit up, a little bit down at times this season. It was disappointing for me just not to see Gill. It looked like he had been playing well enough and kind of maybe headed towards becoming a mainstay in the lineup, but that was not the decision Tata Martino went with. Atlanta United does struggle in the midfield, not necessarily just because of Will Riley. In general, I don't think anyone had a great first half. And then you have a four-pack of subs in this match, John, in the 64th minute, Will Riley being one of them for Gill, who I thought he did come in and provide a little bit of spark. And then your final sub in the 70th minute. I'm sure that they have, in franchise history, used their fifth sub at this time or earlier. I don't remember it ever being used this early, at least not in recent memory. But 70 minutes in, all five subs gone, kind of a hockey line change, if you will. And it did spark the team. I thought they were a little bit better, and partially because 2-0, and Charlotte's just kind of letting you do what you want to do, and you're not really getting too dangerous there. But some interesting decisions to be made. Adrian Gill, I think, made another argument. You do hope, obviously, that you'll get Elias Baez back off of the yellow card,
yeah,
and him. And then in a moment we'll talk about Dovlo as well, who made his debut and gave you a little spark as part of that group.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, with these three matches in a row, each taking, you know, what they did physically, you know, physiologically, however you want to phrase it. Like I said, we don't know what we don't know when it comes to what, you know, how these players have, you know, responded physically to this stretch of games. So we don't know, you know, who is at 90%, who is at 100%, who was doing, you know, how many minutes can you give me? You know that the guys are going to want to go out there and they want to give you 90, but really how much was in the tank at this point? And so that is, you know, the first question in all of this, in this run of games that you have with Atlanta United, with so much energy being expended to get the three-game win streak going. So then you're down two, and I understand that you're looking for a spark. You're looking for, okay, what can I get, and try to figure out, okay, who can bring the spark off the bench. And you look, and you mention Adrian Gill. You're looking at Ronald Hernandez, who comes in for Matt Edwards in the 64th minute. We know what Ronald can do in going forward and giving you chances as a left back who can engage offensively as well. Then you look at Steven Alzate, who comes in for Will, I believe, or Tristan, and then you end up with Sergio Santos coming in as well for Fafapico. You're looking for like for the most part, and you're trying to say, okay, who can give me a spark here? What can you give me in this 25 minutes as we're chasing a goal with Alexei Miranchuk out there with you? And then, you know, Miggy gets subbed out for Enzo Dovolo with 20 to go. So you're looking to say, okay, if I do this like for like and I'm still chasing after, I've got fresh legs. And you have Dean Smith, who doesn't sub anyone until the 77th minute, and he does a triple sub then, and then he subs out his left back, and then he subs out Pep Biel when the game is pretty much, you know, taken care of. So it's you're trying to find a spark. I get it. So you're trying to find a spark in addition to how are folks physiologically after in this stretch of matches. So that to me is what I'm staring at with all of this.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see the continued decisions that Tata Martino has, especially as you do welcome some of the guys back, you know, available for the first time. I think the midfield gets very confusing once Mauricio Amaro gets fully ingratiated and what your decisions are going to be.
Well, let me phrase it this way for me. You say confusing, I say competitive.
Sure, that's fair.
And I look at it this way, where Mauricio Amaro comes in and, okay, so you have all of these guys who are looking for playing time, and I think that it elevates the competition that you get away from game day to sit there and it's like, okay, who can give me what I'm looking for going up against this particular team? And then you're looking at, you know, game by game and who gets a, you know, who gets into that rhythm. And so that for me is what I'm looking at in all of this competition for me is always good. Depth is always good, especially down the stretch, because you're going to have more match compression as you go, as you're trying to chase after, you know, possibly what could be an opportunity to be in the play-in round.
Yeah, and to me, I view it just in the way that his signing and arrival was presented is this is your number six, mm-hmm. as if it's a second thought that he's going to be starting, which means that someone who is starting now would maybe be sidelined. And then you also have the conversation about Jay Fortune, newly signed to that extension. Mm-hmm. When he gets healthy, now you have another guy in the midfield that's like, all right, well, where does he fit in? And who? And now Adrian Gill, by the way, is which you didn't have a month ago right. in terms of that discussion, is also in the discussion. So it is going to be a crowded midfield. It is going to be a competitive midfield. It does also allow you a much easier path to dealing with match compression, to dealing with substitutions, to dealing with specific game-by-game mm-hmm. matchups, which I do agree with. And then the other one you're waiting on, of course, is Brel Embolo. And we'll see when his visa gets figured out.
Come on, visa people.
It would be nice. But in the meantime, you did see something from Enzo Dovlo mm-hmm. in tonight's match. And when we come back here on the full-time report, we're going to hear from Mr. Dovlo after his debut. He caught up with Jason Longshore, so stick around. You're going to want to hear that. We'll see if maybe he gets some run next week against Inter-Miami as well. So we'll talk about that and a lot more as we continue. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the full-time report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jay Gordon, John Nelson, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United falls 2-0 to Charlotte FC in this one. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. It's been a run of youngsters, members of the twos, the academy, making their way up through the system and into the lineup for Atlanta United. The latest to do that, making his debut tonight, was Enzo Dovlo, and Jason Longshore had a moment to speak with him after the match tonight.
Enzo, just how did it feel to make your debut here tonight?
I'm really proud. Of course, a little bit upset by the results, but I'm really proud to do my first step on the field, and I was really excited about that. And now I have just keep working, just keep to have a second chance.
How much has Jose Silva and the two's coaching staff prepared you for this?
They just told me like to be relaxed. They give me confidence before to go on the field. The coach Tata told me like play how you play with the second team, do the 1v1, and I just try to do my best.
When you look at kind of where you want your career to go, this year has been really fast for you. You've come out of college and been a very significant player for the twos and in Next Pro. Kind of what are the next steps for you?
I just keep walking. I'm not too focused on that. I just do all the training, do my best, be better day after day, and yeah, that's it.
Well, there you have it. And the youngster makes his debut. It's probably not how he imagined it would be. I think everyone assumes they're coming into a 1-1 game and going to take on some defenders and score a complete golazo. And that certainly wasn't the case, but still a bright future for Enzo Dovlo and just the latest in a run of performances, whether they were signed and brought to the twos or worked their way up through the academy. Just another youngster that you can see working their way up through the system, developing, and then being able to get on the pitch. And this is now, I mean, so many of them in a row. It doesn't look too big. It doesn't look too fast. It doesn't look like they're overwhelmed. And an opportunity now to fit in moving forward.
Think about, I mean, and that's why the system is what the system is and what the build is here. We were really fortunate to catch up with Javier Perez, the director of methodology for Atlanta United on SDHAM earlier this week. And we got to find out from him about where things stand from all of the, you know, the U14, the U16, all the way up through the twos, and how by the time they get to this point, to your point, it's not too big a stage. And there's a reason that you bring up an Andrew Hardines. There's a reason that you bring in an Enzo Dovolo. There's a reason that you bring up an Arif Kovac. There's a reason you bring up a Dominic Chongqui. All of these different names that you're bringing up here are not intimidated by their surroundings because of everything that has been built from the ground up. Yes, obviously, Enzo, you're disappointed because of the result in and of itself tonight, but it is one of those elements that you sit there and it's like you're excited about the opportunity. You've been given this opportunity. Now, what do you do with it? Same question for somebody like a Cooper Sanchez. Same question for somebody like a Will Riley. And we've seen all of these players grow and develop into the space where they are right now. Enzo Dovolo just happens to be the next name that we've applied to this equation that we get to keep an eye on and we get to continue to see grow as you know, we continue to watch Atlanta United from the bottom up and from, you know, basically in three dimensions on a daily basis.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Cooper Sanchez in a little bit as well, and you talked about it. He was kind of really, in terms of this season, the one that started the number of young appearances and guys that kind of took their opportunities and ran with it. I think most recently at a higher level, you've probably seen Adrian Gill, I think, take that opportunity and really run with it, those three performances that he strung together. And then again, even tonight off the bench, I thought he was very good, albeit the game situation allowed him to be a little bit free and a little bit aggressive with what he wanted to do. But some good stuff there from the young guys, and it's going to be necessary because you look at the schedule when it comes up, and you've got a three-match week coming with Miami, Orlando, DC United, right? Mm-hmm. There's midweek there. You've got midweek in October when you're facing Cincinnati, Montreal, and Inter Miami again. And so there's a couple of opportunities, not just to come off the run that you just had where you picked up 9 points in 1 week, but also where you're just going to have to cycle guys in. And you talked about it with the midfield. I think you're going to have to see that potentially up top as well and even along the back line. So, you know, for guys like Fafa Pico, when Brel Mbolo gets here and gets going, like, there's going to be opportunities to still have some say on
same
how
for a healthy Sergio Santos who we got to
absolutely
see a cup of coffee tonight.
He looked like he had some burst tonight, I'll tell you. He hadn't been out there a ton for the majority of the season,
and you're hoping that calf injury is behind him to where he can give you what he was brought in to give you by Chris Henderson and the staff at the beginning of the year.
It's just one of those things where you can't mess around. I think groins, hamstrings, you can kind of play around with it a little
bit. You're the runner here, you would know.
Calves go. And they go quick, and it is a hard 3 weeks, no running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a hard 3 weeks. You just got to reset and wait, and there's not much you can do. There's no level of stretching that's gonna work the kinks out in that one. All right, when we come back, we are going to wrap things up here, but we're going to hear from Cooper Sanchez, Atlanta United midfielder, after this loss. Atlanta United falls at home tonight, 2-0 to Charlotte. We'll break it down all down, share some final thoughts here from Cooper Sanchez when we return. He is John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. It is the Full-Time Report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to the Full-Time Report.
Full-time.
Our United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final couple of minutes here. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United falls 2-0 to Charlotte FC. Atlanta United midfielder Cooper Sanchez spoke to the media not too long ago, including Jason Longshore and Madison Cruz.
Yep.
Cooper, is a tough one to get control of, especially early. What did Charlotte do that was difficult to deal with?
Yeah, I'd say they're good team in possession. They have wingers that are dangerous 1v1, so every time they get the ball, we're trying to double them up, and they move the ball around really well and find different spaces. So it's tough. We have to do a lot of the dirty work defensively, but yeah, they're a good team.
It's funny, I felt like before they got the opening goal that you guys were starting to find your way into it and starting to get a little bit of that control. Just how do those ebbs and flows go on the field for you when it's you're trying to grab control of the game but the opponent is finding ways to break it?
Yeah, I think that's football. I think you're always trying to be on the front foot, no matter what team it is. And like you said, I felt like we were on the front foot, but that's football. They're a good counterattacking team as well. We knew that going into it, and that's the first goal they scored. It is what it is.
Yeah, it felt like the goal to open the second half was the one that really broke it open. But you guys battled after that, and you had chances. You had a nice volley. What do you want to see kind of come together with this group once you start to incorporate Brill and once you start to incorporate Amaro? What do you want to see this team play like? What do you want the personality to look like?
Yeah, I think the personality is already there. I think it's just finding the final pieces, whether that's, you know, more numbers in the box with Riel. You know, he's a big presence in the box, and that's going to bring something, you know, different to our team. And, yeah, I think just putting away our chances. I think, like you said, we made chances and stuff like that. So I think just putting them away.
Going to Miami, a team that obviously has the capability of having big moments. How do you guys handle those swings when it feels like maybe you have control, they score against that run? How can you handle those moments?
Yeah, just sticking together. I think that's what we've done throughout the whole season. No matter what happens, always sticking together as a team. And that's the only way you're going to get out of it. You can't get out of it individually. Yeah, just sticking together as a team.
John, you also had the opportunity to listen to Tata Martino in his post-match press conference. It sounded like he probably shares some thoughts about this match, similar to how I feel it went down.
Asked if the team did anything well, he goes, no, nothing. This was the first match where he thought the opponent was better from first to last minute. He acknowledged that the opponent was better tonight and asked about it later on. He said there wasn't not much to take away from this one. And then later on in the session, it was divulged by Tata that Miggy was pulled and substituted because he was feeling an overload in his adductor muscles, and obviously they have to continue to monitor that. He also had mentioned that they might be trying to bring in another midfielder by the end of the window, which is in the middle of the week, so keep an eye on that as well when it comes to adding pieces for Atlanta United. They've been linked with Giuliano Galoppo, a central midfielder from River Plate, but Galoppo can play any one of the midfield positions. He has in the past. His dominant position is basically straight-up central midfielder, but he has been known to be an attacking midfielder at times. He's also been known to be a bit of a six, so he can be one of those interchangeable parts for you if this is the name that has been linked and if that ends up being the deal at the midweek for him.
Well, we talked about an already crowded midfield room might be getting a little bit more crowded in there depending on if a move gets made, when it gets made, and when whichever player actually gets cleared, because we're still waiting on the last midfielder we brought in.
Darn you, visas.
To actually get cleared. The other thing you've got to do now, and I appreciate the honesty from Tata. I think at times, sometimes you want to try and find positives in a poor performance, and they're I don't think you need to force it right now. This was not a very good showing, really. And I agree with Tata from the very opening whistle. I do think it got a little bit more promising once you brought some of the subs in, mm-hmm. but a lot of that's game state and 2-0, and they're just kind of letting you play around with it. Again, no real scoring threats in my opinion. A couple crosses, a corner here and there, but nothing. I guess a couple block shots.
When you get an early lead and you're going up against Charlotte, they are more than happy to sit there and go. Just sit there and like, yeah, it's all yours. We're gonna come back. We're gonna have nine guys in front of Christian Kalina. If they could have 27 guys in front of Christian Kalina, they would do it. That's just how they're kind of wired in this situation. But you are trying to continue to try and bash against this brick wall that is that all those defensive postures for Charlotte, and you don't put anything in the back of the net. We mentioned the numbers about all the chances that you had, all the shots, and then the limited number that you had on target. That is a large gulf with the number of shots and the number of shots you had on target tonight.
Well, and the other aspect of dropping this one 2-0 and the performance that you had tonight at home is now you head out on the road. Now you are facing Inter Miami, who is second in the Eastern Conference.
And put up
they
seven tonight on Montreal.
Absolute blowout tonight. Messi had four goals, also mm-hmm. had an assist. Maybe he got those out of his system, and they'll
hey, go focus, go over there for
something like that.
Figure something out next week.
It's going to be a tough one next week. There's no doubt about that. The good news is you do have the week off. There is no midweek match, and we'll see where you stack up and go at it again. This is one poor performance. I don't think it erases the results of the three prior to this, and I think as much as you can't get too high after those 9 points, you equally probably need to avoid getting too low mm-hmm. after the performance that you had tonight. But you've got to move on, refresh, because you got a real problem coming next week.
You've got four, and with all of the math that we're having to do right now because of everyone that is so crammed into 8th through 15th, the bottom eight teams in the Eastern Conference separated by 6 points, right now Atlanta United is only 4 points out of the play-in round. in the Eastern Conference, with all of the stuff that we've seen this season, you are right now only 4 points out of the play-in round in the East. That's the kind of race that you're going to have in MLS all the way through the remainder of this season. Same thing is happening with the twos in MLS Next Pro. It is a street fight in the Eastern Conference right now, and you can't look over your shoulder. Atlanta United can't look over their shoulder either, and they've just got to focus on the task at hand. Next match, yes, it's at New Stadium, but you're 4 points out of a playoff spot right now.
All right, that's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again 6:30 on Saturday, September 5th, for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United will take on Inter-Miami. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky.
Thank you, Dom.
Our producer in studio, and John Kramer.
Thank you, Kramer.
Our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason.
Thank you, Mike and Jason.
The voices of Atlanta United. For Madison Cruz.
Thank you, Maddie.
And John Nelson.
Thank you, John.
Of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon.
Thank you, Abe.
And once again, the final today, Atlanta United 0, Charlotte FC 2 on Sports Radio 92.9.
Mucho platio.
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.